And we are here. I was going to say here we are, but wanted to mix it up a little bit from usually how Ray kicks these things off, because it's Sunday and I'm excited to see where this goes. And that's where I've been at more recently, is I don't know how things are going to go. And that's exciting, instead of like, oh my gosh, I hope they go this way, or hope I do this thing this way. Like, self expectations, like having even like these expectations of myself to be something or live up to something. Like, with speaking for a long time, it was like, oh, I hope I, you know, come across clearly, or don't stutter, or don't forget what I'm saying, or all this stuff that's like, you know, in the way of just showing up and being like, I'm going to jump in, I'm going to see where it goes, because I don't know where it's going to go, and I don't know how it's going to be received. I have no idea how someone's going to see me, or how they're going to pick and choose words that they hear, or things that they notice or recognize based on what they want to see, what they need to see. And so, yeah, like, just that, because we were talking yesterday or the day before, and you were mentioning just how people don't really see you. Like, they see what they want to see, they see what they need to see. So like, I'm here expressing stuff, you're here expressing stuff, anyone's doing stuff, and like, no one is actually seeing what's going on inside your head, what you're worrying about, what you think you're expressing isn't what you're expressing, what you think you're showing isn't what you're showing. And so, yeah, that's been fun. We've also been having a lot of fun chats on social media with the Christian community. I've been having a little more fun just digging into all that stuff. So, yeah, that's about where I'm at. And yeah, so I'll stop now.
Hell of a good start. Hell of a good start. Good morning, everyone. It's interesting, you know, because kind of ties into what you're talking about regarding the Christian videos and the conversation that we've been having on Instagram and TikTok regarding those. But connected with a few friends over the last week since I've been back. And see, my life's really weird. Like, I'm going to be honest about it. My life's really weird because I'm never trying to convince anybody of anything. I'm always just talking from my own experience. I'm always just talking about being myself. And you know, when people talk to me, typically what they're talking to me about is the shit that's in their own way, the stuff that's bothering them, the things that are, you know, causing a conflict, the assumptions that they've made that they can't seem to kick because they don't want to at the end of the day, that kind of thing. And so, you know, these conversations are always fun. They're great to have, and I really enjoy them, but there's a lot of people that I have these conversations with. And I know listeners on the podcast don't know this, and most of the people in the community don't know this, but some of you do, because you know that you've talked to me on more than one occasion without booking a one-on-one or paying for an appointment or anything, just because you were going through shit and I reached out and we had a chat. And I do that a lot. You know, it's not just you, it's a lot of other people as well. Anyway, the point is that catching up with a few friends, I thought it was really interesting, because there's this recurring theme, and it's been happening for over 20 years in many different ways. See, I'm just talking for my own sake. Like, that was the whole point of me waking up to my narrative. Oh my God, I've never lived for me. And so I'm living for me. I'm talking for me. I'm, you know, self-reflecting for me. I'm expressing myself for me. All of this is for me at the end of the day. You know, I empathize for myself. That's the only way I can empathize, is by, you know, being myself. And in saying those things and doing these things and acting the way I do, occasionally people who talk to me will pick up something, kind of like here on the podcast. And all of a sudden I'll say something and they'll go, oh, well, shit, that made sense. And right there, upon them deciding that something made sense, they've changed. Their life has shifted. All of a sudden their perspectives start to you know, change a little bit, and the relationships change and the life starts to change, and it's all the result of them seeing something that made sense to them. And while they're feeling really good about that and excited about that, they're like, yeah, look at me making these changes, having these insights, self-reflecting with this courage and this honesty. But when the ride turns bad, when all of a sudden those changes cause them to actually have to get out of their comfort zone, those changes actually have require them to be a little bit self-honest in the way that they didn't want to, or to deal with their discomfort in a self-responsible way rather than reaching for a crutch. Immediately it's, ah, oh, Ray's, you know, he's convinced me, he's manipulated me. Ray has fed this idea into my head. And suddenly I'm to blame for what at one point they took credit for as the change that they wanted. But now that it's gotten hard, now that they don't like necessarily the change they're going through, now it's my fault because I somehow convinced them of something that I've never tried to convince you of. I've been saying this for myself this whole fucking time. And I've been saying that. That's the funniest part. And yet, despite that, there is this recurring thing that happens where I will chat with somebody semi-frequently. Everything's fine. You know, we go back and forth. They talk to me. They work through some of their shit. They feel better as people. And then they're like, all right, well, you know, and they do the token, how are you doing? Like they give a fuck. Because all they're really doing is looking for a way to get me to self-reflect more in a way that's going to pay off in an insight, right? And I don't mind playing that role. I don't mind in any way having those conversations. I just find it really funny how often when the conversations become a little less frequent, when those people all of a sudden have to deal with the shit I've been saying the whole time, which is that you're self-responsible, it's all on you. All of a sudden, I'm the bad guy. I'm the villain. And it's because they don't want to be responsible for the change they're going through anymore. They don't like it because they don't want to adapt to it. It means letting go of who they think they are. It means letting go of all of that shit that they come to me to try and soothe. And that's their opportunity when I'm not around to go through the fire, to fucking take in everything I've been saying. And again, I'm fine being the villain if that's what you need to get you over that hurdle. If that's what is actually going to be the journey that you need, oh, fuck that guy, blah, blah, blah. And you got to get so upset about it and put some walls between us and make all of these assumptions about us. And again, I love this part. This is one of my favorite parts of the whole thing. They can only do this and maintain this if they don't talk to me. And that's why they'll deliberately try and avoid me. I've had people do this for over 20 years. This is a recurring theme because, again, if you're feeling responsible, I'm very easy to hang with. If you're feeling irresponsible, you're not going to want to come anywhere near me because you know what I'm going to say and you know I'm right.
And I'm starting to get a much better sense of why people avoid this conversation, run from this conversation, because if you're not willing to be self-honest and responsible, it gets tough to have because you start saying words that have no backing to them whatsoever. And that's, you know, a big thing that I realized on social media for myself was over the years, like looking back at old clips, I can see, and again, it's like, you know, and, you know, to this day, it's still, and that's, I think, where this, I don't know, sense of the last couple months, I've felt not like worse, but less comfortable, like more self-honest, more like, oh, that was a lot of stuff that was being said. And now it's all like, instead of being up in the clouds, it's like coming down to the ground. And, you know, like I was watching, like going through older videos, I was talking about manifestation and this whole story about, you know, these two islands that you're on a ship in the ocean. There's one island you want to get to, one island you don't want to get to. And I'm listening to it and I'm like, oh, wow, that's a whole long story that I'm explaining pretty well. And like, I felt good about that was like being able to. That was kind of where I was at, I guess, was like being able to talk well, being able to speak well, articulate things well. And that was kind of the point, instead of actually taking those things in. And so I'm going on about how, like, oh, what you want isn't always what's best for you. Like, there's two islands, and one you want to get to, one you don't want to get to. And so you're trying to get to this island, and then there's all this wind and currents and blah, blah, blah. And it's cloudy, so you can only see these two islands. But what you don't realize is that all this wind and all this stuff is pushing you to this third island. It's in the clouds, and you can't see it. And so you trying to get to that second island is actually getting in the way, causing a lot of resistance, blah, 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 blah. Kind of explaining, like, the issue, one of the issues with manifestation, or, like, what it causes gets in the way. And I said that, like, oh yeah, 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 blah, 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 great, like, without a twinge of a thought of, and that's not to say, because I don't know what I was thinking at that point. Like, I was where I was, you know, doing what I was doing, and maybe there was something in my life that was happening that I don't even remember right now, where I had a certain thought about it and was letting it go. But it was a lot of talky-talky, not as much walky-walky. And, you know, eventually this conversation all comes back to you, you know, and being self-responsible. And I think that's why, you know, you see, because, you know, we talk about it a lot, like, not needing anyone outside of yourself, not need, like, no one having any answers for you whatsoever. And so any expectations you have of someone else even doing anything for you is going to get in the way of ultimately that growth, like, your own growth. Not to listen to someone else, like, again, like you were saying, like, if you're self-honest, if you're not willing to be self-honest, there's going to be things that, like, get in the way that would be able to be faced if you were more self-honest. And so if you see someone who is being self-honest with themselves, you're going to think that they have a way, because they're doing it for themselves, to, like, interact with them and do it for you. But that's impossible. Like, people can't do it for you. And so, yeah, you start to get to certain points in this conversation where it's like, I'll notice myself starting to think or say something and be like, wait a second, am I really taking that in? Am I really taking that in? And it gets tougher and tougher. And then, you know, if you don't want to be self-honest, it's like, you're going to assume, you're almost going to even be willing to pass off the responsibility to the point that you think someone else might be controlling you, or someone else might have sway over what you're doing. And your mind will come up with all this crazy stuff just to skirt. And it's almost like the consequence of cognitive dissonance, but, like, it's still there. And, like, you're the one going through it, and you can pin it on anyone else. You can say it's anyone else's stuff or shit, but it isn't. It really isn't. And so, yeah, I'm getting way better, way more of an appreciation for why people run from this, because I've noticed it for myself.
And why you shouldn't take it personally when they start to do it with you, especially as you start to be yourself more and you give them more space to just do their thing, right? Because what inevitably happens for those who decide to cross that gap rather than hold on to it until eventually I don't ever talk to them ever again, is that the person will go, hey, chance, you got some time to shoot the shit? And I'll make it. Of course I will. All right. I just, because again, it's important to me. And in that conversation, normally we'll just start off shooting the breeze. And then about 5-10 minutes into it, they'll visibly relax. And they'll generally, usually communicate something along these lines. Oh man, I've been building stuff up in my head. You know, I've been thinking this stuff about you that's just not true. And yeah, I'm sorry. And then all of a sudden it's because all of a sudden they realize that the Ray that they're looking at in their head is not the Ray that I am. It's not the Ray I've ever been. Right. But that's why they maintain the distance. That's why they hesitate to get in touch with, because if they do get in touch, they have to challenge the assumption that's driving all of that emotional turmoil. They have to challenge the foundation of their drama. And because they're invested in the drama as a way of avoiding the responsibility, that's not something they want to do. Right? You don't want to have a conversation with the person who may threaten the assumptions you're making about them if you're really dependent on those assumptions. And so that's what I mean. Don't take it personally. You can't take it personally. And I mean this, like, I cannot tell you, not just in the dualistic unity community, but throughout my whole fucking life, man, people have blamed me for every fucking leap of insight. And I mean that, like, when they're not taking credit for that leap of insight, they're blaming me for it. And it's just because it's of how they're taking it, whether they're applying it or whether or not they're just trying to feel better by thinking they know it. Because for me, it's all application. The words mean nothing. They mean nothing. And for you, that really is, you know, the point. Because the more you value the words, the more you're going to want me around to talk to you. Right? But the more you value the lesson, the more you apply the insights, the more you're just going to be able to hang out with me. And then we can both enjoy ourselves.
Yeah, and that's been hitting a lot more. Like, it's really, like, anytime it's hitting me, anytime that I've, like, even thought that someone else was doing something or, like, was acting a certain way that I wished was different, it was just, there was something there in myself that I almost, like, maybe I got a glimpse of and I was like, I don't want to look at that right now. And then it, like, bubbles up in another way, and it's like, that's kind of the consequence. And now you're at odds, and now you have, like, all these crazy thoughts, and your mind will just spiral instead of just being willing to see that, like, oh, my shit comes from me. Like, my shit always has come from me. And, like, it's kind of an alternative. It's like, you can be self-honest and responsible, or you can suffer a lot and be frustrated and be very afraid of, like, someone else. It's kind of like closing your eyes and assuming that, you know, it's someone else doing something, like, not having that eyes wide open to reality or yourself. Like, if you close yourself off to yourself and those your own stuff, then it's like closing your eyes to reality as well. So, yeah, it's interesting how many things will pass off. Like, for example, I was realizing how much, again, with, like, feeling good about the words and what's being said, but, like, not so much the application. Like, I almost was accepting of how I would act when I was sober. Like, I was cool with that because so much of, you know, my whatever deeper past stuff had to do with communication and, like, coming up with things or being able to say stuff or, like, valuing how clearly or well I could come across. But there's almost, like, a difference because, you know, back early on, especially in the podcast or content, like, I was smoking no weed, like, no cannabis whatsoever. And so there is, like, it hit me. And even this morning, because, like, I just ripped some more and it was out of battery before. So I wasn't able to smoke right before the episode. And I was starting to bubble up. And then I was like, okay, I have all these expectations. And one of my expectations that was bubbling up was to stay on the track of thing that I was talking about. And I was like, yeah, but I'm feeling this right now. I'm starting to feel a little bit high, a little bit baked, a little bit different, a little bit less certain about, like, what's going on. I was like, why can't I take things in that direction where that's going and, like, be cool with wherever that goes and however I express that. And it's like, well, if I can, then I'm fine. And I'll just go there. Or if I'm at a point where I'm like, oh, I got nothing left. It's like, that's cool too. It's like, what side of that do I not think is okay? And if it's all on the table, then I can show up as I am and I can jump in without a thought of, like, what's next, because I don't have all these walls and bars where it's like, I gotta make sure I do this thing in this situation. It's like, no, if it's all on the table, if you're cool with, like, all of it, even when you're like, oh, but not that. It's like, no, that too. No, that too. It's like, but like, what if they think this, or what if you act like this, or what if you do this, or what if you totally, you know, forget or stutter or make a gaffe or say something stupid or silly. Like, holy fucking Christ, the amount of things that I didn't even realize were there when it's like, anything's on the table immediately. It's like, but not that, but not that, but not that. And it's like, no, that's fine too. Then you just jump and do it. And like, I can see it in older videos too, like a YouTube video, for example. I saw old YouTube from like, you know, 2020, 2021. And I stumbled on like some word that I said, and so quick, I was like responded, not like laughing, but just like seriously correcting it. Like, it was such a little thing. And like, I could do that 10 more times and like hardly notice it. But for me, I was like, that was huge. That was so frightening and scary. It's like, oh my God, it really was a lot just like in the way of can't act like this or can't do this. And that's where, you know, a lot of my fear when I was in high school too came from, was like, oh, I hope I don't, you know, talk in a weird way or like stuttering. I think that was a deep one. And so it kept me from like expressing anything, like anything at all. But if that's fine, it's like, yeah, we can roll with that too. Or like, you know, starting to tell a story and then like kind of losing my train of thought or something. Like, that was it. But it's like, whatever. Like, no one really gives much of a fuck anyway. They're just like doing their thing all the time. Like, I'm starting to realize how many things were kind of in there. But if those are on the table too, then it's like, whew, the whole thing is, and then the whole thing's fine. And then I don't have to be so goddamn tense or like watchful of everything. It's like, yeah, just let it ride. You're good. You're fine. You're fine. Just show up.
That's been the primary lesson in the experience of Dualistic Unity for me, not just the podcast, but especially the retreats. And I know retreat attendees don't see this because, of course, they're focused on their own stuff, but it's a difficult and challenging thing to go to a retreat as a quote unquote host and not try to be a host, which is what we preface all of these retreats with. That's what we're doing. And the reason is because that's not being ourselves. That's playing a role. Why are you coming to the retreat if not to learn about the practice of being yourself, if not to have a space to practice being yourself? But in order to create that space, in order to be able to facilitate that space, we have to embody that space. And it has been challenging as a podcast host, as a retreat host, and as a life coach before this, to let go of that role and to just be myself. Because isn't that what we're here to talk about? I can't just talk about it if I'm not doing it. And so it is one of the most challenging things for me at retreats to not be running around making sure everybody's emotional state is at a certain place where they're okay. It's super challenging for me not to do that. And you know as well as I do, I still do it. I still do it, but I've narrowed down how many times I do it. And I've got this quaint little fucking expression for it. I'm going to go do the rounds. And that's why every once in a while, I will just pop up here in whatever circle is happening or conversation is happening. Check in. How's it going? Somebody's in a dark place. I'll stop. I'll shoot the shit. You know, if they're doing good, I'm off to let them do their thing. And that's so very hard because at one point I wanted to be involved with every conscious conversation. I wanted to be involved with every fucking emotional moment. I wanted to be involved with every pivotal change. Because at least then I was like, oh, look, it's happening. And there was a high that went with that. But there's no faith in that. There's no faith in that. And there's a hell of a lot of the illusion of control. Am I having faith in me, or am I having faith in me through you? See, that's the point, right? Am I trying to get in there to make the optimum thing happen, or am I already there? Are these just words? Or is it something that we're actually putting into practice? And for me, it's about the practice. And the retreats are that for me. You know, they are a chance for me to go there, be myself, be accessible, but on the other hand, let you deal with your shit. You know, and if your shit includes expectations of me, assumptions of me, attachments to me, all of that, then me not being around is possibly the best thing for you. But it's so fucking hard. Not gonna lie. It's not easy to do because I've for years entertained this idea that the positive impact is the most beneficial. Not wanting to look at the fact that I just wanted to be liked. I wanted to like myself. And that meant sticking to the positive. And so if you're looking for a place to be authentic, where I'm being authentic, and you can get the most out of that experience, come to a retreat. You know, but that said, actually, I should mention, we only have like 4 tickets left for the upcoming Colorado retreat, which is coming up on May 30th to June 3rd. It's a mini retreat. It's 4 days. This is going to be a dope place. Literally dope in that we can smoke cannabis indoors. The clock is set to 4:20. There's a movie theater in the basement with big plush cushy seats. There's a pool table, hot tub in the backyard. Andrew and I are going to barbecue. There's a games room where we can play foosball or air hockey or Pac-Man. And I think Galaga is also on there. And we walk around and it's going to be a lot of fun. But the point being is if you're coming expecting me to fix you, you're going to be sorely disappointed. And as much as it pains me to disappoint you, I will happily disappoint you, knowing that it gives you an opportunity to move forward.
Yeah, because really, like, what does that do for anyone? If someone were to go to a retreat and, like, expect something or something of, like, someone fixing them there, then, like, what do they take with them? You know, like it becomes this sort of thing where it's like you feel good for a bit. And then it's like, you know, a few days later, you're by yourself in your room, stressed out about stuff. It's like, what are you going to give whoever you were looking to help you a call in that spot? Like, that's what it is. Like the retreats are. And dude, I cannot tell you, like the fucking journey for me and retreats, like, because I, again, like, we do these retreats, it's not like we're just two guys like setting up this stuff. It's like coming to the retreat is to hang out, but like, you know, the retreat and the costs and everything, like, we haven't necessarily made a ton off of all these at all. Like,
we've lost on some.
Yeah, some we've lost like a good bit. Yeah, it's like,
shout out to our Patreon members for helping make this shit possible.
Yes, you are keeping this chugging very much so. So like there's the cost from, like, you know, house, substances, food, like that all costs a decent amount. Sometimes we're not even exactly sure of how it shakes out. And it's like, oh yeah, it's gonna be, yeah. Anyway, I won't delve into too many details on that, but fuck, man, like,
it's frightening people. That's what he's saying. So there's a whole lot of uncertainty in what we're doing.
Yeah. Seat of our pants is an understatement. Especially like going through the retreats and the most recent one, like, I think I was, yeah, I went into it feeling the best that I have, like, most excited, most relaxed for sure. And like, I still was like petrified. And again, it's like the avoidance sort of stuff. Cause I had this, this own story going on in my head throughout, but like a lot of it was just not willing to admit, like, you know, being high in a social situation, like that's all my shit. Like that's all my shit deep down. Like I have deep down fucking insecurities like crazy. And you get high. It's like when I'm sober, I've done enough, at least in my life, to like manage it, enough experiences while being sober. But like, I avoided smoking for so long. Like, if you met me in college when I was high, like 2 edible experiences, like I was in the fetal position on a fucking fire escape because I was like so sensitive to maintaining control. And like, as long as I had control, like I'd be okay. And like, I've been able to work with that and just getting to a point where like being willing to be uncertain and like have faith in myself moment to moment instead of like feeling okay, like being sober, like I'm pretty chill, like don't feel as anxious most of the time, like don't really get too nervous about stuff, like give me a little bit of cannabis, like better now and like a lot, and I'm like, I have not, and like my default is to shell up, to go in, to not express, because there was so much, there's always been so much fear of like how it's going to go or how it's going to be taken or not being disliked, like that has been a huge one for me. And so the retreats, holy shit, man, like the amount, and because this one I went in again is it the least amount of trying to be a host as anyone, because it's like I feel like I am the single person who needs these retreats most, like almost everyone we've been at have felt that way, and like I'm coming to terms.
I would say that's why you get the most out of them.
have come to terms with like it being my shit, because at first it wasn't. Like I was very much like, I'm a host going to this. There's a conversation to be had or deep insights to be discussed. There are things to manage, people to manage. And I had all this stuff. Meanwhile, I'm like a fucking baby, like insecure as shit, like trying to put on this facade, just like feeling all this stuff, like feeling all my shit come up and being like double expecting, like that's not even something that should be there. Like I shouldn't be feeling this stuff because I'm hosting this situation. That was like the first retreat in a lot of ways. And over time it like has gotten less and less about it being anything having to do with some like depth of intellectual, like deeper insightful conversation. Cause like that's fun to do, but it's not like what this is. What this is like being free of your own expectations of yourself, of that, like, can you let go of your need to live up to some fucking bar that someone gave you? Like, and that, there's not like this like cerebral shit to that. It's like, that's all application. And so the retreats are an opportunity to do that and to show up. And so being, I forget exactly what track I was on there, but like showing up as yourself, yeah, over time, it's like become less and less about that conversation, more and more about application, but also self-honesty that like, oh, I got a lot of fucking fear in there and being uncertain. And so like each and every time, like, all right, here we go into another retreat. Well, I'm excited, but like also scared, like fucking petrified, like going in, like, also not. And so my default will be sometimes if I do, because again, it's like there's still responsibilities that we have at the retreats and like making sure everyone's fed, like doing all that stuff. And so there's points where like I'll feel that build up, like at the last one, just as an example, there was a point in time where we were cooking breakfast and I was like, all right, I'm gonna be cooking breakfast, I want to make sure, you know, like all the, we have enough for everyone all the time. And so I was like measuring things out and like I knew there was like, you know, 15 total there, and so I wanted to like divvy the eggs out in an appropriate way so that everyone fits, like we only had a certain amount left, and then so we and I had people helping and whatnot, and then yeah, I'm not gonna name names, anyone who's there might, yeah, whatever, but yeah. And then like they started getting divvying out before I had the chance to like properly separate the eggs. And I felt that sense of like, fuck, not everyone's going to have enough food. And I kind of immediately, and it was like, I was in host mode, which I fucking hate doing. Cause again, but like gotta get everyone fed. And so I kind of like, you know, not, I didn't yell, but like, I was like, hey, whoa, what are you doing to someone like passing, like starting to eat a burrito? And I was like, no, don't do that. Cause I was in my head, I was like, oh shit, that means like three people aren't going to have.
Wait, you mean there's other people here? What?
Exactly. And so, yeah, like, but I don't want to have to do that. But again, it's like, if you don't do some stuff, then it's like things can really start, that can lead to all these other tumbling things. And so, yeah, dude, it's a fucking not an easy balance, especially when everything we're doing is like not playing roles, but it's like someone kind of has to do something sometimes.
Well, I mean, we have to maintain the point of the retreat, right? Which is, again, just to be yourself, to have that space to be yourself. But that also means to be aware of your cycles. And here's, see, I'm glad you brought this up, because we've hosted 10 retreats now. And each retreat has been fundamentally, radically different from every other retreat. And in some retreats, it's been very light. In some retreats, it's been very heavy. And in some retreats, it's kind of been a mix, somewhere in that spectrum. But there is this cycle that we have. I just hit the mic. There is this cycle that we have that most of us are unaware of, don't want to be aware of, but we talk about it all the time, which is the fact that as you start to relax, as you start to let go of your shit and the narrative and all of that, you start to feel lighter. And in that feeling lighter, you start to chase that feeling of lightness. Right. And so you actually start to move beyond that healthy equilibrium where you're light, but you're still aware of your shit, and you move away from your shit. And so now you're just doing everything you can to keep it light. You want to make it fun. You want to make it loud and boisterous and all this stuff. And it's not that that's a bad thing necessarily, but you can't live like that. And what you're doing in chasing that lightness and chasing the relaxation is causing a more precipitous fall. Right? And more importantly, you're not learning anything that's going to come with you outside of the retreat. And so there have been times where I have had to, whether it be for a single person or a group of people, come in and quote unquote, shit on the party. And it's not because I'm trying to shit on the party. It's because you can't stay at that high level all the time and avoid your shit. The whole point is to be able to be light and see your shit, to be light and still process your shit, and to be informed by it, not to avoid it, not to not look at it, you know, but to be able to look at it without it imprisoning you, without it becoming a problem. And so that's the equilibrium. It's not just about talking to people when they're super low and bringing and helping them find their equilibrium, but when they're chasing that high as well. And that's never a fun conversation for anybody, including me. I really want this to be fucking clear. This is one of those hostly roles that Andrew was just talking about. I'd like nothing more than to just enjoy myself. Right? Like, I'd like nothing more than to not have to come over and have that conversation and do that whole thing. But then why am I there? Why are you there? Exactly why are we getting together? Because you can do all of that running away shit at home. Right? And I can just deal with my own shit at home. But since we're hanging out together and we have this mutual intention, I guess that's the focus. Right? And so I do the things I don't necessarily want to do. And I play the role I don't necessarily want to play as seldom as possible. As seldom as possible. But again, as much as I enjoy everybody coming to these retreats, I'm not going to the retreat to be liked. You know, I'm making this clear. In every episode, none of this is about you liking me. It's really not. And because I don't need you to. I'm happy. I'm good. Like, I'm perfectly fucking content in my life. There is no sense of lack whatsoever on this side. And I say that as somebody who goes through the emotional fucking spectrum several times a day. The whole goddamn spectrum. Okay. I'm good. You know, I don't need you. I don't need listeners. I don't need followers. You know, I can quite easily do something else. But I'm not doing something else. Because I like spending my time with you. I like being here. I like having this conversation. I like having any conversation. I enjoy the fact that you and I spend eternity together, dear listener. And when I can hang out with you, I enjoy that too. But that said, I take our relationship seriously. You know, and if you're listening to me, if you're talking to me, if you're invested in this discussion and the application of all of these things, then I want nothing more than to be able to be the most effective, I guess, form of not help, but facilitation as possible. Like, I really want you to get the most out of this interaction. I really do. But that means not trying to be your friend. It means being honest with you. It means not trying to make you feel better, because that's not helping you. Everybody's trying to do that. What has it led you to? A need to feel better and a fear of not. I don't want to do that to you. But that means I have to get over that for myself as well. You know, and this is the kind of the thing that always makes me laugh. And because, again, we go through these cycles with friends. And again, I don't take it personally. This is the important thing to recognize. I'm aware that I'm going to go up and down in terms of how people perceive me. If they need to perceive me in a certain way, they're going to either put me on a pedestal or put me in hell. And then it's going to oscillate back and forth. That's it. And you don't have to take that personally. You really don't. You know, but what I find funny, and this is something that it always kind of comes back to me, is that a lot of people like talking to me because of the way that I live, which is unapologetically. But then when I don't live up to their standards, they're the ones that are demanding apologies. And I find that shit funny, because the whole reason you like talking to me is because I'm ignoring your ass.
Yeah, it's like, I love how unapologetically you live, unless it has to do with me and how I feel. Like, everything but that. Like, just keep it away from this and, like, that other person who I talk to a lot, and, like, because I'm going to hear their stuff if that's the case. But, yeah, like, because that need to be liked, dude, like, that is almost like fabric of reality close for a lot of the world, like, and just assuming that that's like a component of life is like desire to be liked. But again, you look at it, it's like that cuts off so much of my ability to be myself. If I'm trying to be liked, there's like some degree of hesitation right there. There's something there where it's like, whoa, hold up. Or after an interaction, like I think maybe I mentioned to you, like, I was super high on a walk the other day and someone recognized me from TikTok, and I was like, oh shit. Oh God. Like, I hate that happening nowadays, especially. I liked it for a while. Admittedly, it felt good. It felt good. Now I don't like it. I get super uncomfortable and, like, maybe visibly too. And I was already kind of baked. And so he was like, hey man, like, love your TikToks. And I can't remember if he had his hand out, but, like, I never shook his hand, and, like, I walked away feeling really bad. And I don't think he did. I think he was, like, holding his headphone or something, but I was kind of like, hey, so glad it resonates, man, like, appreciate you checking it out, or whatever I said, probably like that. And it was just kind of like, and someone could have taken that as standoffish. Someone could have taken that as, like, hesitant. Someone could have taken that as just like, oh, this dude sounds like he's kind of nervous to talk to me right now. Whatever. Someone could take that in any different way. But afterwards, as I'm walking away, I'm like, oh, fuck. I usually shake someone's hand or give them a hug or something. It's like, why wasn't I friendlier? Why didn't I do that? And all this stuff was, like, spinning through. And then I was like, wait a second, that's all because I want this person to like me. What if I don't care if they liked me afterwards? What if I don't care if they're like, huh, guy seems like kind of an asshole? Then all of a sudden, all that shit going on in my head drops right there. It's like, wait, all that stuff, like, should I have shaken his hand? Did I do that? How? It's like, was because I wanted him to like me. That's it. Like, wanted him to be like, oh, he seems like a good dude, nice guy, great guy, whatever. And so, like, if I'm interacting with people with that in mind all the time, then I'm going to have shit going on through my head after the interaction, leading up to the interaction. Oh, I hope I'm perceived in this way or that way, thinking I have control of how I'm perceived, however I act. Because looking back on my life, there were points where I wasn't really worried about too much, feeling pretty good about myself, doing all sorts of fucked shit, like doing all sorts of selfish shit, and, like, didn't have any sort of hesitations then. So, like, you never know how something's being taken or how you're being perceived or looked at, like, at all whatsoever. And so there's no way to control that. And so if that's the case, assuming that acting a certain way is being perceived in a certain way, because especially now that I've, I don't know, not for just for myself, like realized that trying to be nice, being liked is like very manipulative. Like I'm starting to see it more and more just in people. And like, I'm not seeing them as nice, despite acting very pleasantly, you know? And so they may assume that they're not doing anything, just like I have in the past, despite someone with their eyes open looking right at me, you know? So, yeah.
See, I love that, because that comes down to the fact that this is what we mean by faith. This is what we mean by being yourself. See, so much of what we do is either so we can have some idea of ourselves, or so that we can feel somebody else has some idea of ourselves. But when you let all that go, you're really just left with what you're doing. You know, and there's only so much that you can do. And worse, you don't always know what the impact of what you're doing is going to be. And this is especially with fucking blanket statements like being good or evil, right? Like, you don't know that you making that person feel better by telling them a little white lie isn't actually making it harder for them to get stronger and see through the need for that lie. You know, it might make you feel good. It might make you feel like, yay, I'm a great counselor. Look, I just help them feel better. But is it helping them grow? Or is it about you feeling like a good counselor? You feeling like a good friend? You feeling like a good person? Right? Are you giving them the advice that you would give yourself honestly? Or are you giving them advice that somehow benefits you? Yeah. And if it's not benefiting you, maybe you don't even need to give advice. You know, maybe the best thing to do is not. You know, and that's the point. You know, like all of this, again, it's not about the words. It's not about, you know, all these insights and shit. Because again, there should be a point where you just get tired of the, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Like you've got to get tired of this shit eventually and just move on, living your fucking life. You know, like, and it's not to say that I don't have, you know, 100 insights a day that changed my life and everything I see, but I don't stop to go, wow, every fucking time. I really don't, because I'd never get anything done. No, I'd never get anything done. It really just comes down to being in my life, being me. But so often, as soon as we have an insight, we're like, who can I tell? Why? Because it makes you look a certain way. Because it gives you some sense of control. Because it makes you feel like you're making an impact. And more importantly, because you like how it reflects on you. And that's been one of the hardest things in myself to challenge. Because you may have noticed, I'm good with the word things. Right? And so for me, the challenge now is to not rely so much on them, to not always make them so available. And it's not that I won't talk. You want to talk, I'm happy to talk. But if there's a lesson that I can impart, if there's really an insight that's changed my life that I can pass on, it's that it's not about the words. It's not about those fucking giant insights. It really is about just being here as yourself and coming to terms with that. Which means not having to think about it, not needing to judge it, and not needing to manipulate it or how anybody perceives it. It's just being you.
And I cannot say how far from any fucking words that is. Like, it's not even... And... Because again, it's like... There is... Like, there's a conversation that's there, like, underlying it, sort of, but the actual experience, like, is nothing. Like, it's not even a little bit of crossover of that, of, like, being yourself, living your life, expressing yourself authentically. Like, that doesn't include, which I thought for a long time included certain words, you know, it included certain recognitions and insights and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, that's, it's almost like that's there when you are being yourself, and like there's space for that when you're being yourself. Cause again, it's just like not all the shit, the expectations, the need to be perceived in a certain way. Cause all that shit will like clutter your fucking head. Like it can turn into a whole fucking whirlwind if you have expectations, period. Someone else, yourself, ways of acting, ways of living, right way, wrong way, ways you were hoping for yourself to even express something. Like, oh, I hope I do well at this. It's like, that's going to fuck you up pretty good. Because whatever well means, well for who? Well for based on what? You feeling like you're maintaining the idea of doing well? Because that's going to be a fucking bitch for you. That's going to be an awful experience if you try and maintain that and maintain all of these perceptions, ways of being seen, you know, like, oh, well, I'm happy with how I view myself. And it's like, how about every fucking person you've ever interacted with? Because they all have their own idea. You're going to try and control all those, or are you just going to like clutter up and feel good about yourself and have to maintain that perception and way of acting to keep feeling good about yourself? Because you got to keep acting the same way, keep doing the same stuff, keep expressing things in the same way to maintain that. So like, what if you stop maintaining? Just stop maintaining a bar, a need to be seen or looked at in a certain way, all that stuff where it's like everything's on the table and it's like, oh, but not that. What if it was? What if including that? All that shit. Like all the stuff right now where it's like, oh, but no, it's like it's all there, then there isn't so much. There aren't so many fucking walls. And that's it. Like, that's all you could ever, just being that, like experiencing that is where any words, any degree of words could come from. But if you assume that it's like the words are the thing, that's going to create some serious turmoil, or assume that someone else's words are the thing, especially not that. And so assuming there's anything that anyone could do for you that could help you like be a little more free in yourself and just like let go of your own, those own expectations, like no one can do that. So always the best thing anyone could do is just, you know, you ask their advice. Like, you can of course have interactions, but like, what do you think the best, what do you think, blah, blah, blah. But there's nothing anyone outside of you could do for you, period. And so having expectations of someone or hopes for someone else, like let alone yourself, but for someone else, it's like, yeah, it's gonna get in the way of a lot, create all sorts of fucking shit for yourself.
Yeah, that's the lesson, is ultimately sometimes the best thing you can do for somebody is just let them do their own thing and cause their own shit and suffer through it. That's it. You know, what's the expression? Give them enough rope, they'll hang themselves. You know, because that's it. And I've had this again. I cannot communicate how often this has happened, this whole circular thing with people, but it always just comes down to the fact that you could take that step and you could say, hey, I've got shit on my mind, but that would require you to actually let your shit go and question it, judge and not judge it, and actually just work through it. And that's okay. You know, but I guess it's important to recognize, especially if you're going through this. And I encourage you, listener, as you are being yourself more often and people have issues with it, to remember that those people are going to come and go. Like, you're going to have a lot of people in your life. You're going to forget more people in your life than you will remember. It really is important to recognize that. You know, so I've had people who have said, like, well, I stopped talking to you thinking that you would notice that I was upset with you. And all I noticed was that they're dealing with their own shit and projecting it onto me. Like, I'm not taking it as a note that I've done something, because all I'm doing is being myself. And if they have a problem, they can talk to me. But if they're not talking to me, then that's their problem. That's their shit to deal with. You know, and that's why they're not talking to me. So keep that in mind. You know, being yourself really means allowing people to have the space to be themselves as well. And sometimes that means being a little lost, being a little self-absorbed, being a little judgmental, holding on to some fictions about you just to process stuff that they couldn't process if you were there, maybe. Right? And maybe they'll come back into your life when they've given them themselves the space to process it. So remember, you are enough, and there are going to be a lot of people in your life. It's the attachment that makes it so hard. You know, it's the wanting to be liked, the wanting to have a certain impact, the wanting to come across in a certain way. Have faith. Keep working on yourself. You know, live for you. We all benefit. We really do. Because if I have expectations of you, if I have assumptions about you, if I have an idea of you and I keep looking to you to satisfy certain needs for me, the very best thing you can do is have the courage to not meet those expectations. Is have the courage to piss me off, to make me deal with my shit. And you may not like it because you may want me to like you, but do you want me to like you if I'm still suffering? Is liking you really, really something you're willing to trade for me continuing to suffer in my life? Maybe if you'd give up the need to be liked, I might actually grow.
Oh, man. Yeah, like, oh gosh, like where this, just this conversation of like being yourself goes, like you start noticing a lot of stuff like, yeah, fuck man. Like there's still a number of people in my life that it's like, well, I hope that person, at least that person, you know, likes me, hope for that. But like when it's put right in your face, like, there's always a trade, like that desire to be liked. Like it's always a selfish need to be liked. And so even, holy fuck. And that, like then, because again, oh my God, then it can feel like, you know, someone's, yeah, manipulating you or has, that's the alternative to being honest about, oh no, I have a need here that I want to be satisfied. And it's like, as opposed to being self-honest about like yourself and your own growth and your own shit in the way that you see, maybe when it's like, okay, not about anyone else whatsoever, not about how I'm looked at to anyone else, period. It's like, what do I want to do with my life? And if it's not about being liked or being looked at in a certain way by anyone, period, like there's a sort of, I don't know, like a clearer picture for your life, or at least for me, it's like seen more as opportunities than something that is at all heavy, because anything that seems heavy is just like some expectation or another, like trying to be in one way or the other by someone else that's then dictating your actions, that then dictates how you live your life. And so much, holy shit, so many decisions can be based on that, like how many, like how I prefer to be perceived or how I want to see myself. Like, and that can be just, you can build an entire life on that. And oftentimes people will, like their whole life just circles around how I want, with no regard for almost
my dress, where I wear, what I wear, where I live, what I drive.
Oh, it's like all of them have a thought of like an extension of who else, someone else this, someone else that, someone else this. And so it's like you're kind of manipulating yourself by wanting that or desiring that thing. And it can be for every decision that we make. Cause like, you know, thinking back a couple years ago, felt like I felt better about myself, but like was not being nearly as self-honest as I am now and wasn't nearly as relaxed. Like it was via maintenance of a lot of stuff, ways of acting, ways of living, ways of doing things, speaking, dressing, blah, 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 blah. Like all of that was kind of, you know, under control. And so then I'd feel good, but it was like dictating my whole goddamn life. And I wasn't living for me moment to moment. I was actually feeling good about how I was living for everyone else. Like I felt like I had that whole thing under control because I felt like I was being perceived in a certain way and felt good about that. And that was it. I was kind of like, yep, there it is. But it wasn't for me at all, despite it feeling like, well, it was in the sense of like personal selfish satisfaction.
Would you do it even if you were perceived negatively? Would you do it regardless of how you're perceived?
In terms
really
of
it. The wait, videos, messages, what? Questions, whatever you're talking about. Would you say it if not for the bonus of being looked at in a certain way? Would you say it for you? That's the whole point, right? And that's the thing is that, you know, how often are we saying things for the carrot? But when we remove the carrot or the stick, would you still say it? Because if so, fucking go for it. But this goes back to something that somebody was saying here in the comments. There's a few ways to look at it because you don't eventually want to be hated by everybody also. That assumes control. And maybe you do. I mean, maybe all of those people are in a state of mind where they've never actually had to deal with the consequence of their hate because nobody's actually let them deal with it. Nobody's actually let them just stew in it. You know, because they have responsibility for that hate. Somebody hates you for being yourself. There are lessons they need to learn there, not you. All right? It's something to keep in mind. Like there's mutual responsibility, you know, in the same way that you're responsible for your hate. Right. But if you had never dealt with it, you'll never deal with it. Like if you're never given the opportunity to actually feel and experience the hate, then you're never going to have the opportunity to actually recognize the disaster that it causes in your life, the toxicity that goes with it.
Yeah, there's another comment here that just caught my eye. You're never yourself. If you think you're yourself or free, you're really a slave.
Yeah, that guy's been saying a bunch of nonsense for a while. I've just been ignoring him.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's such a strange thing to post. My mind's like, I don't think that really makes sense. But again, it's ways of talking about it. Like, you know, assume, yeah, I don't know. Like maybe they think talking about yourself and saying I am something that is free is like getting in the way. I don't know. But
They started off with a bunch of shit about like duality and the Trinity and the adversary and stuff. I just ignore that person entirely. Okay. We got about 10 minutes left, so I'm going to move on and just remind everybody that we have an investor presentation that's now available. If you'd like to take a look at it, we'd really appreciate it. And even if you don't want to invest and you want to take a look at it, something that we actually heard this weekend from somebody within the community was that it was a great way to get people who had been skeptical about the podcast off their back. And it's because so many people are like, oh, it sounds sketchy and sounds like a cult. And nope, sounds like a fucking podcast and business, which is operating like any other podcast and business with some slight differences. So if you are dealing with people who are like, oh, I don't know what this is all about, feel free to send them this presentation. You can download a copy at dualisticunity.com/invest just for the sake of them going, oh, fuck, it's actually a business. Oh, look at them. They've got shit going on. And maybe they'll get off your ass because I think that'll go a long way towards helping a few people who are dealing with, again, the kind of people who have an issue because you're saying shit that means something to you. Because you're recognizing something that is changing your life and they don't like it. They don't want to recognize it. And so there's got to be something wrong with you. It's got to be something wrong with the conversation that you're getting all of this from. Obviously, it's Ray's fault. And that happens a lot. I shit you not. It happens a lot. all of a sudden somebody who, again, was just having a conversation with me or listening to something I said went, oh, fuck, that does kind of make sense. And they experienced a change because they wanted to. Later on, when people don't like that change, we'll look for some source to blame rather than giving you the credibility of being responsible for your own life. Just keep that in mind. I always just find it funny that the more people are being themselves, the more they tend to say shit that I tend to say, which is funny. That said, we are running out of time. We're going to be on Patreon after this for 3 hours. So if you'd like to join us on Patreon, now's the time. You can have a 7-day free trial for a tier 2 membership. We do group discussions 5 days a week. Colorado, 4 tickets left for our Colorado mini retreat. This is going to be a dope event, and it's our last mini retreat of 2024. We're not doing any more this year. We might have a camping trip in August. Still waiting to confirm that. There may be a 9-day retreat in November, but if you would like to just have a brief extended weekend with us Thursday night to Monday morning, this is going to be your last opportunity in 2024. We don't know what we're doing in 2025 yet, so if you can join us, please do. We would love to see you. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be weed. There's going to be mushrooms. There's going to be a bunch of stuff. And more importantly, it's really just about you being yourself in a really dope location. It's got some comfy couches. It's got this like bird nest kind of chair thing that's hanging in the living room. It's a lot of fun. And the people who went to it last time, and again, it was a spectrum. There was one half of the retreat that was dealing with some dark insecurities. And then there was the other half of the retreat that was chilling with me in the present. So anything goes, whatever it is you need to process, you've got the space to do so. And however I can be of assistance, whether it's being of assistance or not being of assistance, I am going to do my best to be sensitive to your to the needs of everybody from moment to moment to moment. But that includes myself.
Amen. Yes. I'm glad we've talked more about all this, because I feel like it's not that I haven't been honest about my retreat experiences, but like, I go through all sorts of stuff that was like really, deep insecurity sort of things. I'm glad that that's just my perspective on that has shifted a lot. I'm very excited for Denver. I like to cook. I like to do the egg breakfast burrito. So one of the mornings I'll do that. And I'm gonna look forward to, I don't know how it's gonna go. Maybe I'll be on the side of deep shit again. You never really know. But
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say I doubt it. Yeah. And the reason is just because I think you've gotten tired of going through your shit.
I think so too.
Yeah, that seems to be the attitude that's happening right now. Because it's not like it's not all there for you to just dive into if you'd like to. But after a while, you're like, I'm diving into shit. So it's not about avoiding it. It's just about, not getting headfirst into it.
Exactly. Like, it's playing out kind of right now. Like me diving into it isn't it. It's like it's still all shifting, and I just keep, diving in. It smells really bad, and it's kind of a weird texture. So, that's more or less where I'm at. And I'm noticing even, in real time when certain things, you finish talking about something, and then in my head, I'm like, oh, I should say some stuff about that too. And just getting the internal, and I'm like, wait, I don't have, but why do I feel like I should say something in response to that? And it's like, oh, because I feel like it's the right thing to do, because this and that. And it's like, wait a second. Ah, and I just caught myself, and I was like, no, I don't have to do any of that. There's no way to respond exactly. And all of a sudden, it's like my mind's a little bit back. And each and every time there's something that's like, it's like, there's a reason for that. Like, there's a reason that there's the, expectation of myself, expectation of something. And then there's some reason there's an expectation, for someone to perceive you in a certain way. And it's like, there's always something right there, and there's an opportunity to see it. And so, I don't know. Definitely feeling a little bit different about that. But definitely tired of delving into that. And it's not to say that it's still going to keep happening and coming up. But again, even this thought that, this the conversation gets you to a point where you're just this peak being that's good at everything and perfect and has overcome all this stuff. It's like, says fucking who? Like, what the fuck is this life about? Like, you're not, you don't have to become something. You don't have to.
Who are you talking about?
And who am I? And what am I? For who? For who? Who is this? Like, again, for everything else. It's like, what perfect idealized thing? It's like, that fucks up my experience right now. So like, who's that for? Someone else? It's like, oh, there's catch. Oh my God. All of a sudden, you're just where you're at right now. And like, oh, things bubble up again. It's like, oh, that's coming from somewhere. That's coming from some expectation to be looked at or perceived in a certain way. And again, it's like getting lost in that for a while is part of it too. Like points where I forget something that I'm saying right now, which is like, you know, where I'm feeling okay and just kind of like cool with myself, whatever happens. Like, yeah, there's going to be plenty of points where I'm not feeling like this. And like, that's part of it too. And so, yeah, as I'm right now being like, where is this going? What's happening? But we have only about 3 minutes left here. So I'm chilling. This has been, this has been fun to dive into, and just like being more open and honest about like shit and deeper stuff. Like the thought that like, yeah, who we're just fucking, we're just a person who's, gets fucking nervous about stuff all the time. But again, it's because of those fucking expectations for something or to be liked. It's like there's stuff there. And so, yeah, feeling, I don't know, a certain excitement about all that.
That is awesome. Yeah, if I had anything to say to wrap this up, I think it, when it comes to your relationship with people, really, everybody has three options. They can either tell you what's on their mind, and then you can deal with it with them. You can chat with them. And you can make a choice as to what you're going to do there. They can let it go, which is ultimately all the conversation is going to give them justification to do. So they can skip the middleman, just take responsibility and fucking let it go. Or they can hold on to it, and it can define their life and build walls around them that ultimately you can beat yourself up for, but aren't responsible for. Right? Especially if you're willing to do the first option, which is have a conversation about it. So sometimes the best thing you can do is just let people seclude themselves, let them build their own isolated prison, let them, you know, go delve into that thought until eventually they go, fuck, I'm doing this to myself. And then you can have a conversation. Or perhaps they'll take option two at that point and just let it go. But if you go chasing them, they don't have an opportunity to do any of that. And all you're trying to do is feel better about yourself. You don't need to. Remember that. You know, your choices will change. And that is it for today. We've got a bunch of people who just popped in wanting to talk about God. I'm sorry you missed the show, but I will be back on Instagram answering all your crazy ass fucking comments later on. So stay tuned there for more Jesus related videos, because all you fuckers are crazy. We love everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. We will see you on Patreon in a few minutes.
Bye, everybody.